This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It is time for Tech Talk. We're on a little bit early today. Shaletta has a day off. Steve Thompson and Jonathan Lowe is our producer. Always great to see Jonathan Lowe. Once again, Shaletta has a day off. She will be on tomorrow night, however, between 7 and 9. Here on News Talk, 830 WCCO. Tech Talk, Doug Swinhart aboard. Doug, I hope you're doing well.
Yeah, it's going really quite well. And this weather yesterday and today, my goodness.
Yeah.
It's just lovely.
And I like it when it rains overnight. That works out really good. I mean, we had a beautiful Friday and a lovely day today. I don't think it gets any better in these parts than the weather we're seeing today. It is gorgeous. So maybe you've got that computer out on the patio or out on the deck, but we certainly would love to hear from you. And, oh, by the way, we have a ton of content online. We have all those previous Tech Talk shows available via podcast, and you can go to the website WCCORadio.com and just search WCCO Tech Talk. And you'll find those shows. And there's a lot of great content, a lot of great evergreen stuff. So we invite you to check that out. But if you want to visit with Doug, feel free to call. The number is 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. And that is good for a call or text. If you call in the studio, you'll visit with Jonathan Lowe. And we'll also get you through here on the text line as well. And, Doug, let's get started with a couple of things. It's been a while because of a lot of Saturday afternoon Twins games. But job one, and you and I talk about it all the time. Folks, back up your data. We can't remind people enough. Doug, talk about what you recommend, how people should back up their data. What's the easiest way to do it?
Yeah, I really like just doing a copy and a paste. Just get the whole file, and if you need privacy, you can always encrypt the folder and send it up to the cloud, either a Gmail, a Google Drive. Proton gives you 500 gigabytes. If you've got an Apple account, you've got iCloud, that would be one. And then you got the one on your computer, your working copy. And then you should have an external at your house as well. And external drives today are extremely cheap. And you know, Steve, I got to mention something else, too. This is extremely important right now. The incidents of malware coming in, especially the ransomware, is up 150% this year, and they're getting slick. I got an email directed from me that looked like it was from PayPal. It said, somebody's trying to access your account. Here, please enter this number, and you'll go. And I started to enter, and I went, wait a minute. This is what I have to use my phone for if I'm going to change my account. So they've reversed it. I almost got caught with this, Steve. This is bad. So if you got a backup, you're in good shape. But this ransomware, if it affects your files and you're connected to it, it's going to get them all, and it will lock them up.
Yeah, and it is one of those things, Doug, that this has happened to companies large and small and individuals. Ransomware is a real threat, and that's why having a clean copy of your data completely separate from your computer. And, you know, it sounds kind of corny in this day and age to say DVD, but, you know, somewhere up in the cloud, in a separate email account, Whatever you decide to do, it is important to have keep that line of separation between that backup and your current operating machine.
Absolutely. And this is such an important thing that Seagate has actually come out with a new line of hard drives, and they're spinners, but they're meant for long-term storage. A 10-year warranty on your data? Who's ever heard of such a thing?
Yeah.
And if I'm not mistaken, that's the Seawolf line, and they're a little bit more expensive, but you're not going to lose any data. So if it's really important, take a look at Seagate as well.
Yeah, and that external hard drive, and what's great about it is that you can put your stuff on there, unplug it, maybe put it in a fireproof box or a file cabinet if you have a safe. Ideally, if you really absolutely positively have to have something, you know, put it off site. Maybe you've got a copy at work or vice versa, a copy at home. You never know what could happen, and you can rebuild computers, you can put programs back on a machine, but the data, the photos, etc., and that's what I worry about most, photos and videos.
Correct. Exactly correct. And, you know, and the thing is, you know, well, why do I need all those copies? I said, well, think of it as like insurance. It's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it. It's just a good plan to be prepared. And as cheap as storage is today, whether you're, even if you're buying and paying a monthly fee for a backup service like iDrive or anything like that, Carbon Copy, any of them, it's well worth it. And just if you happen to have an incident, you're back up and running in a matter of minutes, maybe half an hour or so. But if you don't, it's gone forever. It's really sad. And this ransomware, this has really got this the entire world. This is, I think, a high evidence that we need a global, some type of global laws that cover this stuff. Because they go to one country, well, they go collect it at another. So it's difficult to catch.
Yeah, and it seems as though that some of the bad actors in the world, Russia, China, North Korea, etc., that I get the sense that in some way their governments encourage this sort of stuff.
Promote, that
the bad guys within their borders, go out and cause as many problems as you want. We're not going to do anything about it.
I have often wondered that about Russia and Africa myself. I'm suspecting the same thing. So, and it's ugly. It's just no way to be. I hope that we can get past this and end up getting some data products and getting some operating systems that will resort to really holding this up. But at the same time, it really doesn't matter how good your equipment is, how good your operating system is, if we invite them in. Watch those emails and watch those attachments. Be suspicious. We have to. We have no choice anymore.
Yeah, and Doug, when we come back following a break, we're going to follow up on, and we haven't been on in a while, some of the top virus malware protection you can run and how you can protect yourself that way. And by the way, if you want to visit with Doug, we're on for the entire hour today. Shaletta has a day off. We have early tech talk. Here's our number, 651-461-9226. You can send a text or call the StylesFinancial.com talk and text line here on News Talk, 830-WCCO.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
We have an early tech talk today. Doug Swinehart, good enough to join us on this lovely Saturday in early June. And Doug, before the break, we talked about backing up your data, avoiding ransomware. And I wanted to follow up. I thought about this during the break. And we have mentioned this, but it is imperative that people, if they get emails with attachments, to be very careful. Make sure, you know, number one, who sent that email. It's okay to generally open an email, but it's the attachments where you can get into a world of hurt. And that's really where the ransomware attack could come from.
Absolutely. If we invite them in, and or it might not even be an attachment. It might be a link. Reset your password. And you think they're not going to do that. It's very rare. Not unless you got something wrong. It's very, very rare. But here again, this is the importance of having other passwords as well. If you're using the same password on 65 accounts and they get into one, they got them all. So it's really important. I really like this password manager that you can get at Proton, proton.me, and it's free. I love that thing. It's just wonderful. I think people should be checking out Proton, too. They're one of the largest and most respected security companies on the planet. They've been around a while. They know stuff. So, yeah, check it out. But it is very important, vital for your data to be safe. We can't stress it enough, Steve. We really can't.
Yeah, so emails and attachments. Be very careful because the bad guys, if you will, are very clever. They can make it look like it's coming from your bank or your credit card or whomever they want. But if you look carefully at where that email is coming from, that can be the giveaway. And once again, opening those attachments or clicking on a link, if you will, can be another big danger spot.
Absolutely. And that last part of the domain on the link, if you roll your pointer over it, almost every program shows the entire URL,
yep.
Universal Resource. It'll show the whole thing. If that last part, say it's PayPal, if that last portion on the far right doesn't say PayPal.com, it could look like anywhere and come from anywhere. That's really the critical point for watching your domains. I've gotten really cautious as of late, and I think it's a good idea. And VPNs, I love the VPN that I got. It's Proton, and came with my account. It's free of charge. But this thing is just wonderful. And what upsets me is, like a lot of services, streaming services, they advise you to turn it off. I really don't care for that. Now, my particular setup, I can turn it off per website or per location, which is really a plus. I trust Netflix, and I trust Amazon Prime, and I trust Disney Plus, that kind of thing. But I don't want to turn off my VPN completely. And I think a lot of people fall into this. They buy it, they pay for it. Well, it doesn't work, and we shut it off. Well, it's kind of useless. And be selective with VPNs. They're not all created equal. But ransomware, it's nasty. I just can't say enough bad things about it.
All right, Doug, let's get into Proton a little bit more since you brought it up. What line of services do they offer? Email, et cetera?
Well, you know, they started out with free email, and they actually had free email right around the time Google was getting started with Gmail. And they have their free account, and then they've got Proton Pass, the password manager, Proton Drive, where you can save files up in the cloud, and then, of course, you'll have your calendar and your contacts. Everything's in the cloud. The free accounts are decent. They're okay. I think you get more with Proton today than you do with a Gmail free account, actually. But if you opt to pay for it, it just expands to the point of ridiculous. I think it cost me $170 for 2 full years, but I got 500 gigabytes of space up in the cloud, full VPN, which is free. And the VPN, this free one, runs better than the other 5 that I tested I was paying money for every year. So I'm really pleased with these people. And the big thing, if you send them an email with support, you generally have an answer back in 5 or 6 hours. And they are quality support people. I really like that, too. They're putting some experienced folks at the help desk there, and I like that. I just can't say enough good things. And it's proton.me. Check it out. Set up a free account and see if you like it.
All right. That is great advice. Have you shied away as a result from Gmail a little bit, Doug?
Well, you know, my Google app's just getting out of hand. You know, every time you turn around, you're getting a raise, and it's still affordable, and it's still a good deal. But they send so much information. You got to fix this and change it. I would spend like 10 hours a week just arranging stuff. And we've got two email accounts on the swinart.com. It shouldn't be that difficult. I can do the same thing at Proton and never touch it. And my spam is down to absolutely nothing. I get like two or three a day now with my Proton account. Go figure. It's just wonderful.
All right. Well, very good advice indeed. Once again, It is Tech Talk. Doug Swindart joining us here on News Talk 830-WCCO. And you can reach us on the stylesfinancial.com talk and text line today. Phone call, good. You'll visit with Jonathan Lowe, and he'll put you through 651-461-9226. Or send us a text, same deal, 651-461-9226 is the phone number here on the program. Doug, one of the things that's come up in the news, and I wanted to get your thoughts on this before the weather break, and there is almost constant talk now about AI and everybody in the scramble to create AI and the things they can use. What is your advice up front right now on how the average individual computer user could get some benefit out of it? Should it be avoided? I know just about every browser has some sort of AI function already.
You know, this is really the big buzzword for 24, 25, and beyond. And it's here, and it's here to stay. I think it would be really important if we could just get the majority of the people together and say, you know, AI is so powerful, and it can reprogram itself and grow and expand. I think it's time to talk about open AI. And there's a website called OpenAI, and you can actually download it and set it up at your place so it's working in your advantage. And there's a lot of stuff on YouTube about this because it's such a big buzz. And they're giving away programs. They truly are. But the one guy that I really think has got himself together with AI, and it's Network Chuck. And if you put that in, you're going to open yourself up to a whole new world. He does speak fast. No messing around. But he's got AI set up behind his firewall, acting like a whole complete different setup. And I think he spent about 3 hours. And he gives step-by-step instructions. There's another gentleman that is using AI for actually coordinating and compiling and organizing his documents. And I didn't think much of that until I looked at it a little bit. It's absolute genius. I would check that out too. I think we're going to benefit from AI as long as we just keep everything in perspective. Do we have a chance of them growing up and trying to take over the world? Sure. But there's all kinds of things that we can't control. And it's here, and it's here to stay. It's not going anywhere. So I think it'd behoove anybody that has the interest to at least take a look at it. There are kids in junior high school that are creating complete animated videos from free software they downloaded. And they claim they had it up and rolling in less than 5 to 10 hours. Well, it's phenomenal what you can do with it. Programming and AI is going to get to be huge in the next 3 to 10 years. Watch and see.
Yeah, and Doug, you think about it, and this is another thing you brought up, you know, how the internet has, in a lot of ways, been the Wild West and still is. But it seems to me this technology, as much as anything, needs to be regulated. And I know the horse is already out of the barn, et cetera, on a lot of this stuff. But it still seems to me, as this grows and matures and becomes more powerful, that this needs to be managed and regulated in some way.
Oh, no question. And the real smart people, way above my pay grade, and I have to agree with this, the way that AI reacts once you say, okay, go to work, it really depends on the level of morality of the original programmer that set that AI up. I think that's crucial. If you're going to regulate it, you got to regulate, and I know it sounds strange, but you got to regulate the programming from a moral perspective. It's a phenomenal topic that's happening here. Now, robots are completely unbelievable what's happening in technology. And, of course, now with Elon Musk releasing that home battery that never needs a charge 3 days ago, I just about fell off my chair when I read that. Well, you're going to see all kinds of electronical, digital things come to life. But this battery business combined with AI, it's going to be a fun. We've got some exciting things coming down the pike, I tell you, Stevie. It's really exciting.
Yeah, and I heard a story not all that long ago that talked about the amount of power required to drive AI in these huge data farms, if you will, that are going to drive this. You know, the percentage of the grid, and will our grid be able to keep up with the power demands of AI and the computing on the high end?
Yeah, interesting you bring that up. That brings up another one of my pet peeves, and that's all the background traffic. Did you know, Steve, that background traffic just in the United States is a $54 billion a year industry? That's phenomenal. And all this happening right underneath our nose. I think when AI gets kicked up and we start to implement that new technology out of China, the quantum internet, I think when this happens, we are going to have no choice but to put a little bit of a restraints on this background traffic. It's out of hand. It's out of control. Some people believe, and they've the router gods, I call them, they claim that if we could get rid of all that right now, it would reduce our internet costs by 70% and free up our internet for the next 15 to 20 years. I think it's just around the corner where we're going to see things happening in this area as well. We can only hope.
All right, quick break. We'll come back. Still a lot more time on Tech Talk if you want to join us. It is the StylesFinancial.com talk and text line. The number 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. If you want to visit with Doug Swinhart, by all means, give us a call. Computers, hardware, software, whatever, feel free to call the program. He'll be with us through the news at 1 here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. It is Tech Talk on a Saturday. We're typically on a little bit later in the day, between 3 and 4 o'clock, sports schedules permitting. Shaletta has the day off, and the Twins play later. So we thought we'd get Doug in on the program today between noon and 1 o'clock. And if you want to visit with us, the StylesFinancial.com talk and text line, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. 9226 is the phone number here on the program. And once again, Doug, thanks so much for joining us here on the show today, a little bit earlier than normal. Doug wanted to get into another important topic, and we haven't had any real hot stuff. We had this mild winter, and I thought, oh, it's going to be a blaze and a hot summer, but so far it's been relatively cool and wet, but there is hot stuff on the way. And we can't stress enough, heat in computers, bad news.
And it's getting to be more so because the equipment's getting smaller. And the smaller it gets, they're starting to take fans out, so it's passively cooled. It's really important to keep an eye on that temperature. And if you happen to have a device like that, you can always find a utility that will keep track of the temperature and warn you and actually shut your machine down faster than the hardware will do it. I think this is good advice on your part. These extreme changes in weather, even just the last several weeks, it's having an effect on computers. It really is. And heat and moisture are the major enemy. No question about it. Good advice, Steve. Thank you.
Yeah, and letting any device sit out in the sun. I know it's tempting on a nice day like today. Maybe you're on the patio or on the porch or on the deck. And have that equipment in the sun, it is not a good thing. It goes without saying leaving a smartphone in a hot car or letting it lay in the sun. And then beyond that, a laptop as well. Matter of fact, I was at the state softball tournament at Caswell Park down in North Mankato yesterday. And one of the things we talked about is as the sun moves, you got to keep the computer in the shade. Make sure you keep it as cool as possible. And it was a lovely day in North Mankato yesterday. And the clouds thickened up later in the day. But nevertheless, you don't want this equipment sitting in the sun. It's not good.
No, that's for sure. Yeah, direct sunlight. Oh, yeah. Even in the house. Yeah, even if the air conditioner's on. I never have anything hitting directly on the sun. Pull down the drapes and be absolutely certain. Sun on that black laptop, it will heat up like a cooker in no time at all. That's way good advice.
Doug, want to get into a couple other topics here on the program. And by the way, if you want to reach us via text or phone, 651 461-9226. It is the StilesFinancial.com talk and text line, and it is available for you. And once again, Doug's here through 1 o'clock today. We didn't get into this in great detail. We talked about Proton a little bit, but let's talk a little bit more about antivirus. Say you're running Windows. What would you recommend to protect your machine antivirus, malware, etc.?
If you're a good user and you behave yourself, Windows Defender will do just fine. It really will. For Windows 10 and 11, everything I'm seeing on Windows Defender is right on the money. Now, if you want something outside, which isn't going to hurt, I'm still real biased towards Malwarebytes and ESET, ENOT32. Both of them, just tremendous. There's a lot of good antivirus out there. Komodo is a good one I haven't seen in a while. There's just a ton of them. I like to buy antivirus from a company that's in the U.S., and sometimes if I'm going to buy software I haven't used for a while, I'll actually call up and see if I can get into support before I buy it. If you can do that, that's half the battle, because if something goes wrong, you may need to call support and get some advice on the quickest way to get that done. And you want somebody there that you can understand when they speak and that is clear and concise and comes right to the point right away. That's my major concern, is support with any antivirus. So stay in the U.S., you'll be a lot happier, I think. My personal opinion, anyway.
Yeah. Let's go to our StilesFinancial.com talk and text line. Is it easy to hook up a larger monitor to an HP Chromebook? Can I use a USB cable? What's the easiest way to get it? Because sometimes some of these Chromebooks, especially at the lower price point, monitors aren't very good.
This is true. You're going to be much better off if you've got a USB-C, the small little USB connector that delivers the high energy. Now, if you can't do that, keep in mind that Chromebook has Chromecast. You should be able to cast it to your TV. Now, that's a larger monitor. A lot of the Chromebooks I've worked with do have HDMI ports.
Sure.
If they've got an HDMI port, it's like plugging it into a computer. That's the best scenario of all of them, is the HDMI port. I'm pretty sure that person that's asking that question, if they look on the side of their computer, I would be very surprised if there isn't an HDMI port there.
Yeah, I think even my oldest Chromebook, and we have a few laying around the house, has an HDMI output. And that really is the way to go. HDMI cables, relatively affordable, and then you can get a nice monitor. And it is, we talk about storage space and how affordable it is. You can get beautiful monitors for $200. Beautiful monitors.
I recently replaced my main support monitor. I bought it on eBay, and I got a ViewSonic 32-inch, and it's an 8K monitor. I paid $189 as a refurb. And it's perfect. I love this monitor. It leaves absolutely nothing. It's just wonderful. Small, light. I had it hung up on my adjustable rack in minutes. I can't say enough good things. So do some shopping. You'll find a deal. You'll definitely find a deal.
Yeah, and it is really a good idea, because we've talked for years about Chromebooks and what a value they are. And, you know, if you just want to get on the internet and, you know, do this and that, it's good. But once again, I've been in that $200, $250 range generally, because I'm taking Chromebooks to sporting events and here and there. And if it gets beat up, I'm not out a ton of money. But it would be handy at home to have a better monitor. And that's a great option.
Goodness. Especially as we get older. Yeah. And for some odd reason, Xfinity, they want me doing everything on my iPhone today, or my cell phone, or a portable. Well, you know, who's the rocket scientist that thought this is a good plan? I mean, don't you think I get more work done looking at a 32-inch screen rather than one that's 2 inches wide? Come on now. I see a lot of companies that are going to that. The reason for that, I think, is they have to develop a separate web interface for your normal web interface, like in a browser on a desktop, than they have for...
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It is Tech Talk on a Saturday. We're typically on a little bit later in the day, between 3 and 4 o'clock, sports schedules permitting. Shaletta has the day off, and the Twins play later. So we thought we'd get Doug in on the program today between noon and 1 o'clock. And if you want to visit with us, the stylesfinancial.com talk and text line, 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226 is the phone number here on the program. And once again, Doug, thanks so much for joining us here on the show today, a little bit earlier than normal. Doug wanted to get into another important topic. And we haven't had any real hot stuff. We had this mild winter, and I thought, oh, it's going to be a blaze and a hot summer. But so far, it's been relatively cool and wet. But there is hot stuff on the way, and we can't stress enough. Heat in computers, bad news.
And it's getting to be more so because the equipment's getting smaller. And the smaller it gets, they're starting to take fans out, so it's passively cooled. It's really important to keep an eye on that temperature. And if you happen to have a device like that, you can always find a utility that will keep track of the temperature and warn you and actually shut your machine down faster than the hardware will do it. I think this is good advice on your part. These extreme changes in weather, even just the last several weeks, it's having an effect on computers. It really is. And heat and moisture are the major enemy. No question about it. Good advice, Steve. Thank you.
Yeah, and letting any device sit out in the sun. I know it's tempting on a nice day like today. Maybe you're on the patio or on the porch or on the deck and have that equipment in the sun. It is not a good thing. It goes without saying leaving a smartphone in a hot car or letting it lay in the sun. And then beyond that, a laptop as well. Matter of fact, I was at the state softball tournament at Caswell Park down in North Mankato yesterday, and one of the things we talked about is as the sun moves, you got to keep the computer in the shade. Make sure you keep it as cool as possible. And it was a lovely day in North Mankato yesterday, and the clouds thickened up later in the day. But nevertheless, you don't want this equipment sitting in the sun. It's not good.
No, that's for sure. Yeah, direct sunlight. Oh, yeah, even in the house. Yeah, even if the air conditioner's on. I never have anything hitting it directly on the sun. Pull down the drapes and be absolutely certain. Sun on that black laptop, it will heat up like a cooker in no time at all. That's way good advice.
Doug, want to get into a couple other topics here on the program. And by the way, if you want to reach us via text or phone, 651-461-9226. It is the stylesfinancial.com talk and text line, and it is available for you. And once again, Doug's here through 1 o'clock today. We didn't get into this in great detail. We talked about Proton a little bit, but let's talk a little bit more about antivirus. Say you're running Windows. What would you recommend to protect your machine antivirus, malware, etc.?
If you're a good user and you behave yourself, Windows Defender will do just fine. It really will. For Windows 10 and 11, everything I'm seeing on Windows Defender is right on the money. Now, if you want something outside, which isn't going to hurt, I'm still real biased towards Malwarebytes and ESET, ENOT32. Both of them, just tremendous. There's a lot of good antivirus out there. Komodo is a good one I haven't seen in a while. There's just a ton of them. I like to buy antivirus from a company that's in the U.S. And sometimes if I'm going to buy software I haven't used for a while, I'll actually call up and see if I can get into support before I buy it. If you can do that, that's half the battle. Because if something goes wrong, you may need to call support and get some advice on the quickest way to get that done. And you want somebody there that you can understand with when they speak and that is clear and concise and comes right to the point right away. That's my major concern is support with any antivirus. So stay in the U.S. You'll be a lot happier, I think. My personal opinion anyway.
Yeah. Let's go to our stylesfinancial.com. Talk and text line. Is it easy to hook up a larger monitor to an HP Chromebook? Can I use the USB cable? What's the easiest way to get because sometimes some of these Chromebooks, especially at the lower price point, monitors aren't very good.
This is true. You're going to be much better off if you've got a USB-C, the small little USB connector that delivers the high energy. Now, if you can't do that, keep in mind that that Chromebook has Chromecast. You should be able to cast it to your TV. Now, that's a larger monitor. A lot of the Chromebooks I've worked with do have HDMI ports.
Sure.
If they've got an HDMI port, it's like plugging it into a computer. That's the best scenario of all of them is the HDMI port. I'm pretty sure that that person that's asking that question, if they look on the side of their computer, I would be very surprised if there isn't an HDMI port there.
Yeah, I think even my oldest Chromebook, and we have a few laying around the house, has an HDMI output. And that really is the way to go. HDMI cables, relatively affordable, and then you can get a nice monitor. And it is, we talk about storage space and how affordable it is. You can get beautiful monitors for $200. Beautiful monitors.
I recently replaced my main support monitor. I bought it on eBay, and I got a ViewSonic 32-inch, and it's an 8K monitor. I paid $189 as a refurb. And it's perfect. I love this monitor. It leaves absolutely nothing. It's just wonderful. Small, light. I had it hung up on my adjustable rack in minutes. I can't say enough good things. So do some shopping. You'll find a deal. You'll definitely find a deal.
Yeah, and it is really a good idea because we've talked for years about Chromebooks and what a value they are. And, you know, if you just want to get on the internet and, you know, do this and that, it's good. But once again, I've been in that $200, $250 range generally because I'm taking Chromebooks to sporting events and here and there. And if it gets beat up, I'm not out a ton of money. But it would be handy at home to have a better monitor. And that's a great option.
Goodness. Especially as we get older. Yeah. And for some odd reason, Xfinity, they want me doing everything on my iPhone today or my cell phone. Or a portable. Well, you know, who's the rocket scientist that thought this is a good plan? I mean, don't you think I get more work done looking at a 32-inch screen rather than one that's 2 inches wide? Come on now. I see a lot of companies that are going to that. The reason for that, I think, is they have to develop a separate web interface for your normal web interface, like in a browser on a desktop, than they have for mobile. It's completely different. But I think that these companies would be much, much better off, especially if people want to be doing it themselves. Well, first of all, they don't have to call support. And let them have it on a desktop and let that large monitor work for them. Yeah, I'm all for that. And like I say, as we get older, that increased size of that print is lovely. And the clarity is just wonderful. Yeah, look for a new monitor. I would say look at Amazon, check out eBay, check around a little bit. You're going to find yourself a deal. There's a glut of inventory in monitors today.
When we come back, graduation season, resist the temptation to just go out and buy a computer for that student. We'll tell you why when we come back. It is Tech Talk with Doug Swinhart, and you can visit with us if you have a computer question, hardware, software, whatever. It is the stylesfinancial.com. Talk and text line, and that number is 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. It is Tech Talk, a little early on this Saturday. Doug Swinhart, good enough to join us. Still time on the stylesfinancial.com talk and text line, 651-461-9226. Here's an interesting question. Can you hook up a laptop to an all-in-one so you can access the monitor? I would assume so.
The all-in-one, you can switch to be strictly a TV, almost all of them. I know HP does this.
Okay.
And then it would just be like a monitor. Yes, I guess the answer would be yes to that.
Yeah, and most laptops talked about Chromebooks and how you can throw it to the TV using Bluetooth. At most smart TVs, you got to play around a little bit. Everyone's a little different, but you can usually throw what's on your laptop onto your smart TV. That's pretty easy.
Indeed. The broadcast function is really probably as easy as trying to screw it on with cables. If you got a TV, just go into your settings and see if it will allow broadcast. I can almost guarantee it will. If it's mine's like 7 years old and it's there.
Yeah.
I think you're going to have it. That's the easiest, and it's simple. Yeah. You should know how to do Chromecast anyway, in my opinion.
Yeah. Here's one we want to bring up. It is grad party season. I'm headed to one later today. And the one thing you don't want to do is buy new graduates, whether it's high school or whatever. Buy technology. Don't assume you know what they want, et cetera. Get a gift card. Put a note in a card. Let's go shopping. But buying young people technology, not a good idea.
No. You definitely want them to be there to help pick it out. Remember, they're going to be carting this thing around every day. This is the tools of their trade now, and it should be treated as such. It's not a small decision to do this. And I got to say hats off to any parent or grandparent or aunt or uncle or friend that decides to give this as a gift. That's a lovely gift, by the way.
But
at the same time, let's get them something that's right for them.
I have another piece of advice. I had two daughters that went off to college, both graduated, and I'm proud of them both. What we did is generally buy the technology from the school, the computers they used, because the IT department set them up, and there were very nice discounts at the school bookstore. I would highly recommend taking a look at that option. You might save a ton of money.
You know, Steve, all the years that I was in business, I never heard one complaint about a prospective student who buys their equipment from the college they're going to attend. Not one.
Yeah.
I think that speaks for itself.
Yeah, and before we run out of time on the program today, I want to bring up a very important program if you are a Windows user. We've talked about it a lot in recent years, and that is Privazer. Privazer. Why do they need it? Why does it work? We've only got about a minute or so, Doug.
Oh, I love that program. It's going to clean your Windows system, take care of your temps, and it's actually a good program to have because it will instruct you as you go. You know, Windows just came out with their own CCleaner 2 weeks ago. I saw they didn't mention Privazer. Wonder why. Yeah, it's a great program. Privazer.com. Get it today.
Yeah, and Doug, this is something that you highly recommend. All the people you've worked with, if you have a Windows machine, this is, once again, a must-have to run this.
Oh, no doubt. There hasn't been a computer in my place for, I think, almost 10 years that if it had Windows and it left my house, it had Privazer on it as well. It really is. It's just top shelf.
Yeah. Privazer. All right, Doug, we've got to run. Thanks so much for joining us early today. Head of the Twins game, by the way, Shalette is off. Shalette will be on the radio tomorrow night, Sunday night, between 7 and 9 p.m. Doug, how do people reach you during the week? Your phone number and email.
Oh, thank you. 651-552-9543. And, of course, admin, at WCCOTech.com. 651-552-9543. And have a great weekend, Steve.
Yeah, you as well, Doug. Good to visit with you. We'll do it again soon. Once again, Tech Talk with Doug a little bit early today. And don't forget, we're normally on the air Saturdays between 3 and 4, sports schedules permitting. And check out all our podcasts at the website, WCCORadio.com. We call it Tech Talk. It is Tech Talk, a little early on this Saturday. Doug Swinhart, good enough to join us. Still time on the StylesFinancial.com talk and text line, 651-461-9226. Here's an interesting question. Can you hook up a laptop to an all-in-one So you can access the monitor. I would assume so.
The all-in-one, you can switch to be strictly a TV, almost all of them. I know HP does this.
Okay.
And then it would just be like a monitor. Yes, I guess the answer would be yes to that.
Yeah, and most laptops talked about Chromebooks and how you can throw it to the TV using Bluetooth. At most smart TVs, you got to play around a little bit. Everyone's a little different, but you can usually throw what's on your laptop onto your smart TV. That's pretty easy.
Indeed. The broadcast function is really probably as easy as trying to screw it on with cables. If you got a TV, just go into your settings and see if it will allow broadcast. I can almost guarantee it will. If it's mine's like 7 years old and it's there.
Yeah.
I think you're going to have it. That's the easiest, and it's simple. Yeah. You should know how to do Chromecast anyway, in my opinion.
Yeah. Here's one we want to bring up. It is grad party season. I'm headed to one later today. And the one thing you don't want to do is buy new graduates, whether it's high school or whatever. Buy technology. Don't assume you know what they want, etc. Get a gift card. Put a note in a card. Let's go shopping. But buying young people technology, not a good idea.
No, you definitely want them to be there to help pick it out. Remember, they're going to be carting this thing around every day. This is the tools of their trade now, and it should be treated as such. It's not a small decision to do this, and I got to say hats off to any parent or grandparent or aunt or uncle or friend that decides to give this as a gift. That's a lovely gift, by the way.
But
at the same time, let's get them something that's right for them.
I have another piece of advice. I had two daughters that went off to college, both graduated, and I'm proud of them both. What we did is generally buy the technology from the school, the computers they used, because the IT department set them up, and there were very nice discounts at the school bookstore. I would highly recommend taking a look at that option. You might save a ton of money.
You know, Steve, all the years that I was in business, I never heard one complaint about a prospective student who buys their equipment from the college they're going to attend. Not one.
Yeah.
I think that speaks for itself.
Yeah, and before we run out of time on the program today, I want to bring up a very important program if you are a Windows user. We've talked about it a lot in recent years, and that is Privazer. Privazer. Why do they need it? Why does it work? We've only got about a minute or so, Doug.
Oh, I love that program. It's going to clean your Windows system, take care of your temps, and it's actually a good program to have because it will instruct you as you go. You know, Windows just came out with their own CCleaner 2 weeks ago. I saw they didn't mention Privazer. Wonder why. Yeah, it's a great program. Privazer.com. Get it today.
Yeah, and Doug, this is something that you highly recommend. All the people you've worked with, if you have a Windows machine, this is, once again, a must-have to run this.
Oh, no doubt. There hasn't been a computer in my place for, I think, almost 10 years that if it had Windows and it left my house, it had Privazer on it as well. It really is. It's just top shelf.
Yeah. Privazer. All right, Doug, we've got to run. Thanks so much for joining us early today. Head of the Twins game. By the way, Shalette is off. Shalette will be on the radio tomorrow night, Sunday night, between 7 and 9 p.m. Doug, how do people reach you during the week? Your phone number and email.
Oh, thank you. 651-552-9543. And, of course, admin, at WCCOTech.com. 651-552-9543. And have a great weekend, Steve.
Yeah, you as well, Doug. Good to visit with you. We'll do it again soon. Once again, Tech Talk with Doug a little bit early today. And don't forget, we're normally on the air Saturdays between 3 and 4, sports schedules permitting. And check out all our podcasts at the website, WCCORadio.com. We call it Tech Talk.